It's the middle of the week. Got a little treat. It's a podcast. Another AHA podcast. Ooh, it's the middle of the week. And we got a little treat. It's a podcast. Another AHA podcast. In a world where every Monday there's a podcast.
And what happens when there's a podcast on Wednesday?
It's the middle of the week in podstravaganza.
Now you're moving into like Monday.
I think it's Sunday.
It's Monday sometimes.
We learned about pro wrestling from Gully.
We did.
And he told us all the facts.
And then it was on the Dork Forest
And he
again.
Told us all the same things. He's like, there's this one guy who everybody likes and they're trying to get this other guy to be a different thing. Mm-hmm. If you know about wrestling, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, you probably, or you're laughing real hard because that doesn't make any sense to you.
Yeah.
Or you're laughing real hard because it does make sense to you.
Yeah. Or you're just mad at that guy that they're trying to push that isn't any good.
Yeah, something along those lines, if any of that.
So so it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's the middle of the week.
I've been putting off this task at work for over a month, so I did it today, finally. It took me an hour.
So there's an important reason why I wanted us to do this podcast.
Yes, I know that there is. I'm sorry. What? Oh. An important reason?
Yeah, we didn't do our Stardew Valley Reddit update.
You're right, we didn't. We also have a lost middle of the week podcast that we never posted.
We did.
It's never going to happen. That's too long ago.
But let's see. 49,747.
It's kind of leveled out, though.
Yeah. But it's almost 50,000. That's pretty good.
I think once there's like a next big update, that I think it'll start to go back up again.
So,
but right now, I think most of the people who played in the beginning have kind of run the course of the game. Mm. That's my guess.
So I also realized that we haven't told anybody our like Twitter names or that we have a Facebook page in the last couple of months.
You know, we kind of forgot.
We have a Twitter page.
We have multiple Twitters.
And a Facebook account.
The podcast is at AHA Podcast. I am at Only Obsessed. You are
at Mad Olaf.
That one. We have ahapodcast@gmail.com, which I don't think we've ever had an email
no
at.
No one ever sent an email.
No
if
one
you'd
has
like
ever
to construct
emailed
and send an email to ahapodcast.
You know what?
Even
if you don't want to construct one, if you just want to send us a blank email.
No, send us a picture of, like, Frank Lapidus.
Send us a picture of the thing to your left.
Whatever you got.
Whatever's the left
Open
of you.
Open up a book to page 37.
I know that your phone has email on it.
Whatever book you have handy.
No, because not everyone has a book. I'd much rather see what's to your left.
And then the first sentence describes your love life.
Because, like, what if what's to your left is, like, what if they're listening to this on a mountain and then it's the cliff?
Oh, it's a... Oh.
That would be
well,
cool.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be. So you have to... Remember, did you ever see that on Facebook? It's like, whatever book...
Yeah.
Hold on, what's the closest
is it page
book?
50 is supposed to have sexy stuff on it in every book.
Page 50?
Yeah. I mean, in books that have sexy stuff. Oh, boy. I see what book you grabbed.
It describes your sex life.
Okay.
Jankowski and Klecki room together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good start. Good start.
The first sentence. That's your...
You Which be, one of us is Jankowski?
I think you're Jankowski and I'm Klecki.
I think you're right, because my last name used to be Johnson.
And
your
last
name is
Klesch.
My last
name is still Klesch. Do you want me to tell the rest of the joke?
Yeah, this is the rich people joke book.
The rich people joke book. One night, Jankowski came home and found his friend, her friend,
their
walking
friend.
Around, their friend, sure, walking around the apartment naked except for a high silk hat.
Okay, this all sounds correct.
Yeah. Hey, said Jankowski, what's the idea of walking around without any clothes on? Ah, said Klecki, nobody ever comes to see us. Okay, so why the high silk hat? Somebody might.
That's perfect. That is a great joke.
Yeah. They have weird names. Like
that's trying to make fun of rich people, but that is like, that's actually a good joke.
That's good.
And that is something that you would do. I would come home and I'd find you wearing like a tie or something and like your underwear. Be like, what are you doing? And you're like, I don't know. I thought maybe someone would come over. Like you've never done that, but like you could do that.
Oh, big news.
Yeah.
I set up a Patreon.
Yeah, that's actually the whole reason we're doing this Middle of the Week podcast, I'm pretty sure.
No.
I think this is a ruse.
You think it's a ruse?
I think it's a ruse.
Okay, so I want to explain why I want to do this.
because I'm still not that on board.
You're not, yeah, I know. You don't like making money in any way. But I don't want us to make money from this.
No, we're not going to try to make money.
It's like $60 a year for our hosting fees for the thing, for the podcast on Podbean. And, you know, we get snacks.
And we pay for our, like, the AHA podcast URL.
Yeah.
We pay for the domain.
There's little things
that we pay for. The snacks every
week.
And then if we make anything over that, we want to pay it forward to other podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
We have it on our Patreon.
Do we have a Patreon URL? Like, do they give you one of those? Is
it
like patreon.com/AHA podcast?
I shared it on Facebook.
No, it's not that easy. We're on Patreon. It is, I don't know what you called it.
It's Adam and Holly.
Did you not awesome. Do? Why did you do that? Why did you not call AHA Podcast?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we might have to set
up a new Patreon or change the name on this one because it needs to be AHA Podcast.
Yeah, I could probably just change the name.
Yeah, we need to be findable.
Yeah. So if you find us on Facebook, there's a post on there. The most recent one is this. I tweeted out at our AHA Podcast, and if you know me, I posted on Facebook too.
It's true. Even if you don't know us, if you want to be Facebook friends with us,
you can just go to Facebook and then just like look up us. We have should we tell them our last name?
You just did already?
No, should we?
No, but you just did.
Did I?
It was part of the joke. Remember? When it was like Jontowski and Krasick or whatever.
Oh.
And I said my last name used to be Johnson and he said your last name was Klesh.
Yeah.
So our last name's Klesh.
Klesh. K-L-E-S-H. We're married. If you didn't know, we're married.
New information.
If you're
a new
listener
and haven't known me for my entire life, we're married.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to cover in this little mini-sode?
Yeah, we just had a snack.
You want to have a different snack? I said I didn't want to do a snack, but now I kind of want to eat
go
more.
Go get the candy.
Okay, we bought Mambo fruit chews.
Mambo candy.
Just,
I think it's from Germany. It's Germany.
You know, they're in every store, in like the dollar section of
Look,
Target, so they're not...
Maybe people in other countries don't have this snack.
What kind do you want?
I want orange.
What haven't you had? Do you have an orange yet? I'm going to have lemon because I haven't had lemon yet.
So it's like a Starburst, if you know what a Starburst is.
Yeah, it is. A little less sticky than a Starburst, though. It's more like a Haichu without all the weird... bounciness of a Haichu.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain
triple
what
wrapped,
Haichu
so
is.
So it comes in a big, like a long tube, and you unwrap that, and then it has four little smaller
like
ones.
Like flavored ones, like they're separated by flavor.
Separated by flavor. And then each of those unwraps, and there's six pieces in each one.
Mm-hmm. Well, this lemon's not as good as I was hoping.
Orange is pretty good. It's like the lemon. It tastes very similar to lemon.
Yeah, the lemon's not all that lemony.
It's kind of citrus. Anyway...
I think that's our mini podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm not sure.
Do you want to run through what our prizes, what our like reward levels are on the podcast Patreon?
Sure. If you pledge $1 a month, we'll give you a shout out. We'll say, hey, this person, thanks for giving us $1 every month.
We might even like compliment you.
And
even if we don't know you, might be like, that person's real cool.
And a lot
we
of
might make up some fake.
A lot of
about
Patreons
that.
Do it per episode and stuff mm-hmm. like that, which we're not gonna do that. If you want to give us $1 a month, that's awesome. We're not doing it $1 every week because that's
Yeah.
And
it's not cool.
I don't like to subscribe to those ones because they like take all this money and you're like, oh, I thought it was
You can set like a maximum though. You can set a monthly maximum, yeah.
But yeah, so anything that we get over the 20, or if it's $40 or more,
whatever our goal is, that's
yeah, whatever to. I think it's 40 or 50. But if we get that, then we're gonna just give all the rest to other artists and stuff that we like,
podcasts that we support,
podcasts, musicians, artists, whatever, whoever's
right.
on Patreon, we're gonna pay it forward to them.
$3 or more a month. No, keep in mind that we don't keep all of this.
Right.
Patreon takes
yeah, just whatever else.
Anyway, $3 or more a month. You get to pick our snack for an episode. But don't make it like caviar or lobster because we can't afford that.
Yeah, just something, you know, like a candy bar.
Yeah.
Or if you have something you want to send to us that isn't poison.
Message us, tweet at us or something, or email us and we can give you an address that you can send it to.
Mm-hmm.
And then please don't poison us, though.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And then if you pledge $5 or more a month, we will handwrite an awesome postcard.
Yeah, we'll send you a postcard. Or maybe like a handwritten letter if we're real bored
one day.
And
maybe we'll send you more stuff. Maybe yeah. I'll just send you some magic.
We're
cards.
About to move, so we have a lot of just crap sitting around that we're
yeah.
finding that we're like, why do we even have this? So maybe you'll get like this 6-year-old Play-Doh that
or
I have.
Or maybe you'll get like the Better Call Saul bobblehead that we have laying around.
I have a Tron RC vehicle.
See?
You want an RC bike?
We have all this stuff that we don't want.
So we got a bunch of stuff that we don't want.
Or maybe we'll send you a Mind Trap card that we read.
Oh, boy. It's been a while.
We usually just rip them up, though.
No, only the bad ones. All right, ready? We'll do one Mind Trap.
We'll do
then
one.
We gotta go. Then we gotta go for real. Art Bragg claimed that while on an African safari hunting a vicious lion, he slipped and broke his foot. Not to be put off, he managed to continue on long enough to track the lion and kill it. Then he said that while he was at the North Pole during the dead of winter, he caught a terrible cold, but was still able to track and kill a polar bear. Then, to top it off, while in a small boat off the coast of Florida, he was able to catch and land a shark, in spite of the fact that his arm was badly sprained. Although Art's tales are hard to believe, on what point do you know he's lying? Are there sharks off the coast of Florida?
The bear is white.
It must be.
The bear is white.
Oh, right.
No, I don't know.
You can totally...
I didn't hear it. Let me kind of read it. I work better
if I
can
read guessing it. It's the shark one.
Okay.
But I don't really know.
Hunting a lion, he slipped and broke his foot. Managed to continue long enough to track the lion and kill it. There was the North Pole during the dead of winter. He caught a terrible cold. He was still able to track and kill a polar bear.
It doesn't say there was a winter storm. Like, if there's a winter storm, I would say tracking a polar bear would be tough, right? Because it would snow over it.
During the dead of winter. Maybe they hibernate in the dead of winter.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they do. No, not polar bears. Oh, maybe they do.
I mean, they're bears.
Yeah, they totally
right?
do. You're right. It's polar bears hibernating. It has to be.
Let's see. Art Bragg was definitely lying when he said he caught it a cold while at the North Pole in dead of winter. One cannot catch a cold in the North Pole in the dead of winter because the temperatures are so low in this part of the world that cold germs cannot survive.
Okay, really? That's the best they could. Tear that one up. Tear that up. Tear it up. It's happened.
Hold on, let me do it again.
Okay. Okay.
How many times can you tear a piece of paper
it's
in
like
half?
It's like six or something.
That's
no, you can tear as many
you see
as
that
you
video
want.
Of the guy tried to like use a pneumatic press to.
No, but that is the best channel ever. They squish so much stuff. It's like a whole channel of him squishing.
He tried
stuff.
To fold
the piece it like
paper.
Blew up.
We'll watch it.
Yeah, we'll watch it
next. Okay.
Anyway, that was the middle of the podcast.
That was our middle of the week podstravaganza.
Cool.
You're great. Peace out.
Wait, there's got. Is there a lemon one?
You better not lemon. I don't know.
You better not lemon. You better not lemon.
You better not lemon.